What's up, family?
What's good, family?
Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? A weekly podcast, and I am one of your hosts. My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. Husband, tell them who you are.
I'm your other host, Marcus Tanksley of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. What am I trying to say?
I have no idea.
I am Marcus Tanksley. The other host of Is This Going to Cause an Argument?
He was trying to be too suave with
that
thing.
No, I wasn't either.
Yes, this is a weekly podcast where we just, you know, we try to keep it real. We try to keep it 100. We talk about all things. Some will we talk about, but
talk about a little bit of everything, y'all. We talk about current events. We talk about relationships. We talk about religion, growth, failures, parents, cousins.
All of it.
Your teeth. We'll go in.
We're going to go in. So make sure that you are checking us out on all the platforms. We're on iTunes, or excuse me, I should be saying Apple Podcasts. I don't know why I keep saying iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Spotify. Okay, that took me some time. And we're on SoundCloud for now. We'll be moving. And we're also on YouTube and Facebook. So you can find us everywhere. Okay? Just make sure you find us. And when you do, sure you rate and you review us to make
all
us more discoverable.
Tell somebody about us.
Yes. Yes, yes. So you can find me, That Chick Angel, at That Chick Angel across all platforms.
Yes, and y'all, oh, go ahead. What you know?
I was going to say, and you can watch this on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, but go ahead, baby.
Yeah, y'all can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Marcus Ain't On The Gram and Marcus Ain't On The Book at the associated links.
Yes. you can also find his all natural beard and body butter.
Beard and body butter.
Man shit with a Y.
M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com. You can go see all three posts on Instagram at GetManShit.
Yeah. And then you can check out our new merchandise that if you're watching us, you can see my husband's in his hoodie.
Oh, you got
it
my hoodie.
It says, Good Dads Be Like, because he's a good dad. Come on, somebody. We also have Good Moms Be Like.
And we got more to come.
Yes, we'll have some good wives and some good husbands be like. It's all about getting
and
the
good
alignment.
Aunts. Then we do the aunts. Yeah,
we did.
We got a lot of aunts out there.
Amen. And we'll have more merch coming.
Absolutely.
That's what we do. Okay, so our next segment, well, the first segment of like the content of this is Tanksley Pride. It's where we tell a little story about our children. And I guess I can start.
No, I'm going to start. These dudes.
How you just going to take me saying?
Because I just did it because you was taking too long to get started.
Oh my gosh. I hate him
These
sometimes.
Dudes, their vocabulary. Their personalities trip me out, first of all.
So who's the, first of all, there's some people who are watching us for the
first
time.
We have four kids, yeah. We have four sons. Mm-hmm. We have an oldest who is 10. We have twins that are 4 years old, about to be five. And we have a six, what is he, almost 7 months?
He's 6 months almost. He's halfway to 7 months.
Yeah, 6.5 months old. So we got a lot of personalities in this house. Nobody has the same personalities. Our twins are fraternal. They don't look alike. They don't act alike. They don't even cry alike. We know exactly who's crying.
Yeah, exactly.
But their conversations trip me out. But we were leaving my oldest son's little school event that he had last week. And one of the twins, they're looking and they're talking. I hear him talking about the sky. I'm not paying too much attention. And then one of the twins, he goes, "Oh my God, Daddy, look, the sky." I'm like, "Yeah." He said, "It's so impressive." This is a 4 year old, y'all.
It's impressive.
They trip me out just listening to their conversation. So that's I love to hear their conversations when they don't know we're listening.
Yeah,
I always listen in on their conversations because they're quite hysterical and entertaining.
This is not my Tanksley Pride story, but to piggyback off of that, Kai has been trying to get me to take him back to a place that he said, "Mommy, you remember you took me inside and Amar was in your belly." He's like, "There was a big piano and it was on the floor and we could step on it. He was supposed to." He said, "But it's not one of the schools you're trying to get me into." Now,
we've been going on these school tours.
The fact that they know that I'm like, I'm looking for an elementary school for them to attend. And they have had enough assessments by faculty and staff and teachers. And he's like, no, not none of them. There's a fun place we've gone to. I want to go back. Now, my Tanksley Pride story is not about the twins. It's about my oldest, the one that you all say looks just like me, those of you all who follow me and have seen my son. And you all can follow them at Tanksley Pride on Instagram. But he comes home this past Friday and he goes, "Mommy, do you know who Debbie Allen is?" Now, of course, I know who Debbie Allen is. She's my soror, and also she's like a part of, you know, Black culture. She's Claire Huxtable's sister. You know, she directed, not in Living Color, but A Different World, several episodes. So I was like, of course, I know Debbie Allen. Well, he doesn't say anything else about it until we get all the way home. And he pulls out an envelope that says Marcus Tanksley. And I open it and I see this boy has received a small scholarship to the Debbie Allen Academy of Dance. Now, for those of y'all don't know, this is like a major academy out here in Los Angeles. A lot of Black kids take classes there, and they are, I'm cold-blooded. You hear me? So I was like, how in the world did you get a little scholarship? He's like, well, they came and they performed at our school and they taught us a routine. They taught all the kids a routine. And they pulled certain kids out of the audience that were killing the routine, right? And my son was one of them and made them go up on stage and perform it. It was like a hip hop routine. And the letter said, because your son has demonstrated great rhythm and movement and grace and something else, all things that I'm like, absolutely, he's getting 5 free classes at the Debbie Allen Academy of Dance. Mind you, this place is not close to our house. But I said, oh, but you're going to get to go. Okay, we're going to take some hip hop, maybe some tap. Okay, I said, you don't get me. Listen, I'll have you out here.
Angel in this theatrical world.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
Listen,
I ain't knocking it.
My son could be a star. You hear me? A star. But no, I can tell he also was excited about it too. But yeah, that just, whew, that got my goose going.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah, like I don't know what would be the equivalent if one of your sons came home with a what?
A passion for cars.
You got one. You have one.
No, he ain't old enough. Yeah, he likes Hot Wheels and stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like it's going to. He was also the one that got excited about Halo.
No. You talking about two different ones.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah. He's excited about but the other one is the only one willing to help me on the cars.
Oh, you want somebody.
We're talking about the twins right now, y'all.
Yes, so Cy loves cars. Cy loves to play with cars. That is his toy of choice. And then when Marcus came home with his Mustang with Halo.
He was more excited than anybody.
Anybody.
Since I've shown them that car.
He was pumped. So you want him to want a car when
he's older and like really, really into him, you know.
I think that's the one that's going to be.
Yeah, he's going to be the first one with a car. They're going to be mad. He's going to be like, hey, I want a 1960 something. I'm gonna be like, well, let's go get it then.
Ridiculous.
How you get a guy? Y'all didn't ask one.
So you guys, we're going to jump. Look at how fast we're moving. It's because he wants to get to bed.
Yeah.
The fact that we already at the topic of the day and we only 8 minutes mm-hmm. into this podcast.
Yeah. You didn't waste all that time at the intro. Melissa done told you about that long intro.
But I also don't want to short our people.
I ain't shorting them. We're gonna get to the meat of this subject.
Okay. So,
this nonsense.
Don't make me pop you. Today's topic is something that me and Marcus really haven't experienced in several years. And that is dating. But most importantly, the things. What were you about to say?
More recently than me.
But that's the truth, though, if we want to tell the truth. I mean, do we need to go back?
Yeah, go back.
Yeah, Marcus. While I was trying to bi-coastal, you know, pimp, Marcus, I think, was more actively dating than I was when we first started talking.
I wouldn't call it dating. Maybe. I don't remember.
You don't like to call things that other people call them. So, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, why be in the herd of sheep? I'm my own person.
Well, that doesn't really make you your own person. That just means you're trying not to be accountable. Anyway. The things that we hate about the dating process. It's Valentine's Day, and I know everybody's going to be talking about lovey-dovey stuff. And I said, you know
what? Ain't nobody on that boo. No.
I said,
we ain't.
Yeah, we really aren't. No. I thought.
Every day is Valentine's Day, damn it.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's really not.
I was like, don't lie to these people. Do not.
I got time for it.
The things that we hate about the dating process, like, let me tell you, I have a lot of single female friends. And when I hear them talk about
this the dating is in LA scene. Particularly.
No, it doesn't. I have friends that aren't here, and I am like, thank God that I have the man that I plan on spending the rest of my life with, and hopefully this will make it for that duration, because the dating scene is definitely difficult. But I'm not so much talking about dating right now. I want to talk about the dating process that we went through, not just together, but separately, like when mm-hmm. we weren't dating each other. And we'll a little dabble into what it's like to date now based off of the perspective we get from our single friends. So, Marcus, do you have, like, the number one thing that you hated the most about the dating process? If not, I do.
The number one thing is that, that first 5 to 10 minutes. That first 5 to 10 minutes of meeting, first meeting someone that might you possibly be start dating or something, is figuring out if they're crazy.
Have you tried to holler at people that you realize, ooh, like, did that happen a lot of times?
Not a lot, but the times it happened, it taught you, it's a lesson teacher right there.
Like,
you.
How did you know the person was crazy? What type of sign did they show you?
Here's the thing. It's trying to figure it. I said trying to figure out if they're crazy, and then later realizing that they're crazy.
They're absolutely.
Yeah, bat shit crazy.
I've been that crazy girl before.
I bet. You have. You've been that crazy with me.
But I hooked you. I have. I've been that crazy girl before.
You ain't been this crazy. How crazy have you been?
Enough to be embarrassed by.
By what? You don't want to say?
Enough to be, I don't know. Like, I've just done, like, naivete stuff. You go into what something crazy.
I had a girl that tried to lick my eyeball.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Crazy. When I tell y'all, it was I don't even remember where we was at. I don't know, one of them UK events. We was in somebody's apartment, and as usual, I was trying to holler at somebody. One of my boys is trying to holler at somebody. JP is how I knew either JP or JD, one of the two. Anyway, he was trying to holler. And so anyway, we sitting on the couch, we talking, whatever. We'd only like been actually talking like on the phone, like off and on, for like maybe a week and a half. So we sitting there talking, whatever, and ain't nothing is about to happen because we like in a room where people can actively just walk through. It was like a party or something. I don't even remember what it was. I just remember her sitting in my lap and literally trying, she wanted to put her tongue on my eyeball. And I was like,
was she hot?
No.
Okay.
And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, just let me put my tongue on your eyeball. I was like, what?
She wasn't drunk?
No. sober as that dog outside. And I was like, hold on, stop. Back up. Get off me. Stop. You trying to what? And she's like trying to force herself on me.
Wow.
On my eyeball.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, how did I miss this?
In the phone conversations, because your eye wasn't there. Your eye was there. She would have been like, I'm going to lick at you.
Yeah, it would have been all on. I'm going to get that on my tonsil.
Yeah, that's because your eyes are pretty.
You couldn't see my eyes. It was dark.
So you don't know if she was drunk or not.
She definitely wasn't.
You
know how drunk you got to be? You got to, come on now.
I've done stupid stuff like call too many times, like a stalkerish amount of times.
Sorry,
granted, yeah. God bless you. I was a preteen when I did
that. Oh, yeah, it happens. I've done it, I think. I'm almost positive I have.
But looking back on it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so super duper embarrassed.
No, I wouldn't. I was just like, oh, she was a hoe anyway.
Oh.
It wasn't me, it was her. Them. I think I've done it more than once. Let me think. I don't know if I called like a crazy amount of times. I probably called or made a repeated attempts at somebody that truly didn't want to talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah, more so of that.
Okay. Now I can tell you something that I did after me and somebody had broken up. I made a, this is back during the AOL days where you could do chats, like with people, IM people. I made a profile, a fake one, and like found him online, and just we would just have conversation. He had no idea it was me.
Oh yeah, that's good and crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eventually, he figured it out. Eventually, it was just like,
I got me a crazy chick, y'all. I had no idea about any of this.
I did do that.
If she had told me this back when we was dating.
You've been like, that's the type of gal I want. I did. I surely did. It was a way for me to be able to kind of be nosy, but not like, we didn't have what we have now. Like,
yeah.
We don't have Facebook where you could just stalk somebody if they don't block you, or create a fake IG account and stalk somebody.
I low key stalked somebody one time. I don't know if I was just trying to catch in that because I knew she was cheating and I just wanted to catch her.
You wanted to catch her?
Yeah. That's all it was. I wasn't even going to do it. So I just going to roll up and just look. Yeah. And just roll on off because I honestly didn't care. I just wanted to catch it.
You just wanted to get.
Yeah.
No, eventually in the chat, it was like, wait a minute. This is went on for weeks before. I was like, wait a minute. Is this Angel? When I was like, who?
Who? No, this is not Angel.
No, what are you talking about?
Who is
of?
This Angel you speak of? She sounds beautiful.
Oh. So the first 5 minutes, five to 10 minutes of figuring out if they're crazy, the part that I hate the most is that I might like be feeling a dude from afar, but once like the step is made of like, okay, we're gonna try talking, mm-hmm. My brain automatically starts tearing the person apart physically, like. I notice all of their imperfections to the point that sometimes I become disgusted by the person.
I had it happen before. Go ahead.
And it's sometimes like I get so mad because I'm just like, one, I can't unsee what I'm now seeing, to like give the person sometimes a try, or I'm like having to be like, it's okay, it's fine. Like our first date, that's when I noticed that your front tooth was dead.
How you just gonna call my tooth out like that? Ain't nobody noticed my tooth.
We've talked about your dead tooth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've talked about
it. I hit it on my granny's washing machine right after it came in when I was a kid. It was still coming and killed that son of a bitch.
And
it's just dark as it won't be.
And I had to say to myself, can you get past this? But the rest of your teeth look so good.
I was gonna say, did you look at your teeth? Talking about my dead teeth. I'm just
if y'all could have seen my face.
You and your mama's teeth.
But that was literally the only thing that like that really, and I was like, okay, that's it, because I would have found more stuff. I would have scanned you and I would have been like, not that I'm looking for perfection, but certain things make me teeth are one of those things. So once I realized, okay, no, but his teeth are in really good shape and very clean.
Better shape than yours.
You're right. Because you be brushing your teeth you mad at him.
I've got minor OCD. I got OCD when it comes to a lot of stuff. Y'all, I brush my teeth for like 10 minutes.
It's crazy.
I tell myself every morning, all right, Marcus, that's enough. And I just keep brushing.
I'm gonna receive that's probably why these they're so gums. Big, man. Yes, exactly.
I told you about stop. Oh, you started talking about tearing people down like physically. Now that didn't happen to me, but one of my boys hooked me up with this girl. He introduced me to this chick that he knew. Mm-hmm. And she lived like really close to me. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll go. So when I met her, it was like a little dark. And I was like, oh, this girl's cute. You know, just like just real cute, pretty, whatever. And then it was a couple weeks later. Because we had talked on the phone a couple times. So a couple weeks later, I think she was busy, I was busy. So I was like, I'm come over and holler at you. It was like in the middle of the day. I was like, yeah, let me come see you and spend some time with you. I'm going to holler at you, whatever. So I went over there. And I was like, I don't know. Remember what I was looking at. That sunlight just exposed some things. I was like,
can't do it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm. It's crazy.
Even the size.
Oh, she looked a lot bigger than what she
was. Not even, it wasn't even like the shape.
The was, shape was different
from,
I just like I'm sure
because he asked me about it. He was like, I said, did you ever holler? He was like, nah, we were just cool. I think he used to talk to like one of her friends, and I was like, all right, I had to get all those questions out before I actually, you know, proceeded with that. Yeah, who is this chick? Then I was like, oh, yeah, she's a cute little chick. Not to say she was ugly, it just wasn't what I expected at the end of the day. Yeah, I had a completely different image in my head.
That's why I do feel about, I feel sorry or feel bad for people who are dating now, because they, you know, they now initially, like if somebody is trying to hook you up, they show you a picture and it sucks.
It might not do it justice. Huh? Pictures might not do justice.
And it might be that the pictures.
I did talk to a chick that did not look good on in pictures. But she was cute.
But no, it sucks when it's the opposite way. Oh, where you're just like, okay, he's really attractive or she's really cute. And then you get in person and you just like, what filter was that?
Here's the thing about the girl I used to talk to. I knew she didn't, the pictures never did her justice or whatever, right? So my boy Tim, we was out somewhere and it was like somebody said a name. It was like, who was that? So I showed a picture. He was like, oh, okay. And I could tell he was just like
she's
I ain't
not
take no fell off, man.
Right.
And then he ended up meeting and he was like, oh my god, man, she's beautiful. I remember my boy Tim Brown, he was like, oh, okay.
He's like, I don't know what and why he's doing this, but
yeah, I'm gonna let him do him. What about you? What's your
what you mean? That just gave mine.
No. I gave the subject of first meeting them and trying to figure out in the middle. Oh, yours was a physical.
Yes, that I began to tear them down in my brain. It's terrible. I can give you another one.
Give me another one.
That first kiss. I hate the first kiss. Like,
first kiss is always awkward.
Yes.
For everybody. It's like the first time you have sex. This just ain't, unless y'all both drunk.
Yeah.
Y'all both thinking, oh, this is great. Yeah, the first kiss is always awkward because it's like, who, you don't know the style, you know, it's like standing in a small dark room and it's like y'all just supposed to run up and just hug each other perfectly. You're gonna smack somebody in the face. Y'all gonna miss the first time. Do you use tongue, do you not use tongue? Right. Is it just a peck?
Right. It's all so weird. And then especially if you do use tongue, does that person's mouth taste nasty to
it
you?
It should taste like gum.
But even still, like, a person has their own, like,
yeah. We had a good first kiss.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an impeccable kisser.
You are.
Nah, it was a joke.
No, but you are good. But we kissed so much that night that we had a chance to get, like, a good
strut. It was a lot of goddamn kissing. That's why I don't like kissing now.
He's not a kisser now. He's not.
We did a lot of damn kissing. We used it up too early.
Well, because I was trying not to give you the booty. So
and you still couldn't hold out. I was trying, girl, get up off me.
Whatever.
You was a good girl.
Whatever. No, he was not. He was not.
This girl was.
He's like, you like pogo sticking?
He said, I crushed the pogo. I said, hold on, girl. Now, hold on. I'm supposed to be the one doing the chasing here. You were just a gazelle. You didn't stop and started charging me. That ain't how this goes.
whatever. To the point that the first kiss is just super duper awkward, and the whole thing of having someone learn my body, like, I don't know, No, like, dudes be confident about their body. They don't care. They can have one testicle and they still, like, watch this one ball knock it out the park.
I remember you asked me, have you always been as confident? I was like, what you mean? I didn't even know what she was talking about.
You know, a dude, if it's time, if you're participating in premarital sex, not that I'm telling anyone should.
We don't condone that.
A dude will take off all of his clothes and just be like, let's do
this. I mean, we already in the act, you know? It's like, here's the thing about, like, what I think with men, what goes through their mind versus a woman. A man is like, we already showing each other everything. So,
no, we're not, though. We're not.
But you actually could. And it ain't nothing that he's going to see that he's going to be like, oh.
See, but for a female, there's something that she can see and be like.
Man, ain't nothing you can do or say.
So just like if they.
You're like, did you wipe earlier? It was like, no. Oh, all right.
Ew.
I'm lying, y'all. That's yeah. He's got problems if he can look past something like it.
But yeah, a dude will just be like, "Here I am in all my glory." Like, you just like, you ain't gonna be, dudes gonna be insecure about their size, or if they are, they're not gonna show it in that moment. They are not insecure about whether or not they're like the, like, you know, real muscular or thin or fat. Where as a female, I'm like, oh my God, is my stomach right? Is my pubic hair right? Like, all these things.
Shouldn't be none.
You're terrible. All these things that, like.
Y'all said she didn't.
I said you're terrible. That's what all I said.
Right. Oh, hush up. This is our podcast.
The baby is now with us. He woke up in the middle of it, so I went to get him. So now he's participating. But all these things that a dude just doesn't seem to care about, I just, like, luckily, I won't ever have to do but that again.
The other things that the woman doesn't care about, the dude will. It's just like, like, you know, like first day, like taking you out, like, you know how long I detailed my car?
Right.
Made sure everything was spick and span, clothes. I'm like, all right, should I wear this? Should I wear that?
No,
that's the only time a dude to get his boy's opinion in his younger years.
Those are things that I cared about. Like, seeing that you were clean and seeing that your car was clean definitely went a long way.
Yeah, and it started off clean. You know how I am.
Yeah, no.
I was
just
like, oh yeah, I'm gonna armor all these leather seats.
Yeah, I remember. I can still remember the scent of your car.
Mm-hmm, black ice. That's how you know he's in love with his car. He go get that tree. Black ice.
Black ice. I remember how neat your room was.
And you don't leave the tree exposed. You put it under the seats because that's tacky. You don't hang nothing from your mirror.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on some Ursha. Put it down low because you want to hold a conversation.
That Ursha is all what got me. That Ursha.
All of that, y'all. I planned all of that.
Cause I
said you want to just hear the ambient music in the background. You ain't going to overpower conversation.
Yeah.
That way it fills up any quiet time.
Is it nerve-wracking picking up? Because I let you plan the whole date. Is that nerve-wracking?
Nah. Well, nah, I don't think so. Nah.
You like knew, like, oh, we'll just go here, and then back to my place.
Yeah. To get it in.
We did not get it in. Don't you sit here and lie to these people.
No, it didn't happen. But that second night.
Stop lying. Stop lying to these people.
It wasn't nerve-wracking for me.
Was it? I don't feel like anything. Again, I definitely was waiting to see. Also, with the whole, while you're waiting to see if somebody's crazy, I'm waiting to see if you're going to get on my nerves. Like, if your personality.
I always found it out too late, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
never
wow.
Did catch it early enough. Hold on. I didn't catch it early enough.
I mean, luckily for us, we had enough time, like enough years of flirting a little bit to kind of get to know each other's personality some, but we didn't have any like intimate conversations.
Yeah.
That was like our first time to be able to just, it be truly just me and him and get to talk and getting to find out, like, I knew he was funny. So that was like half the battle. And I was like, you know, but like, what is the stuff that he enjoys talking about besides, you know, cracking jokes and stuff like that?
The other thing I always hated, I always enjoyed meeting, like, parents. And that never did bother me because I always knew parents would like me because I was very polite.
What's wrong?
Boy.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I don't
act like I'm holding him. I was always polite and knew how to carry myself. Fathers always liked me. Mothers always liked me. I always hated meeting the rest of the family. Like,
oh, the sisters.
Yeah, I don't give
brothers.
A damn about none of y'all. Cousins and aunts. Like, why I got to meet these people? Not in a bad way, but it's just like, ugh. Well, like, why?
Sounds like a bad way.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just awkward.
Really?
Because they always come in groups. You know, usually the parents, you know, it's just, you know, siblings really didn't bother me. Parents, it was cool. Or if it was a mother or a father by themselves. But then the uncles and aunts is always at a function where it's like a group of people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then you always got the uncle, the guy be like, hey, man, you better act like you got sick. Shut up, old man. You ain't going to do nothing.
You're terrible. Never. The meeting of the fam, like, it is very strange when it's like a lot of family at once. Yeah,
it was always a lot of family. Like, God dang.
Not with mine.
No, no, not with yours.
Yeah, but with yours.
But then eventually it was like, oh.
I mean, luckily his mom had already met me because I was roommates with his sister, but like meeting Pete and Pete just not caring if he's making the situation awkward.
Oh no, my brother didn't care.
He was like, I was over at the house and I was like, hi, I'm Angel. I'm, I was like, I'm Sonya's old roommate. He was like, but who's she here to see?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was just like, oh my God.
With this smile on his face.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
He's an older brother. That's that. I mean, he's an idiot. That's
and but I was so.
You remember that? I didn't remember that until just now.
Oh, I feel so awkward.
He's like,
oh,
okay. So who's she here to see?
Because our proximity was so close. Like, we were like sitting close enough to each other that it was just like, what? Wait a minute. Why are they sitting next to each other? What is this? Like, he could feel that our energy was more than just like, oh, Angel's my homegirl.
Yeah, he knew that. Like, that's why he...
That was just like, oh, my God. And I had never that was my first time ever being in a situation like it, where, like, there was, like, an older brother that was, like, meeting me for the first time. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, your dad wasn't that bad. It was easy to figure out his personality, and I knew he would be a little. I like the challenge sometimes of that. Like, mm-hmm. I knew he would be a harder shell to crack, but to be embarrassed to like somebody to halfway make me blush, that I don't like to have to to deal with.
Yeah, because I would always lie to people about my brother's sexuality. just and I would keep it going like as long as it took. I'm talking about weeks until like he would end up getting around people and be like, so did he tell you I was gay? It's like, because I'd be playing, I'm like, yeah, it's cool, you know.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Just because we jerks, that's what we do to each other.
No, you just didn't want them girls trying to holler at your brother.
Wouldn't nobody worry about nobody hollering at Pete. I wasn't.
You were like, listen.
I was me.
I knew that you were going to say, nigga, and all this hype, all of this. I never had to really worry about if someone had dated someone previously. Like, that was never a thing.
I never.
Well, you still felt like you need to clear things.
I mean, that's because he was introducing me.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, that was never. I'm glad
I. And he was that type of dude. I'm just like, hold on. Now, granted, I've done that. I've had an ex be like, hey, dog, I think she likes you.
No, and holla. I also only once have I ever dated someone without having. Give it back to him before he starts crying. Thank you. Without having enough history on. And I'm using the term dating. Exactly for the term that it is, not boyfriend or girlfriend, but literally going out on a date with somebody without having a nice amount of history on them. And that sucks because you truly are flying blind, and people can keep a facade up for a long time.
Yeah, they can. I'm trying to think of another story.
Oh, you're trying to think of another story. Like, there was a dude that I used to talk to out here. And the stuff that I found out after we no longer talked, because here's the thing. I only knew him because of the sorors that I was hanging out around. They knew him. And none of them felt comfortable just putting him on blast to me, which I don't get. Like, tell me, I mean, and also, I guess because they were getting to know me. They didn't really, I was kind of new to the crew. So I'm truly flying blind with everybody. And all those sorors I still have, you know, healthy relationships with now. So there was certain stuff that kind of came to light after the fact. I was like, why didn't y'all say something?
What happened to the sisterhood, eh?
Right. They were like, well, you know, I was like, well, you know what? You knew I didn't know no better. You knew I had no idea. Like, I would not suggest. I mean, I know for some people it works out, especially with online dating, that, you know, you end up meeting someone and it's successful. You get to learn them as you're dating. But I would never recommend that. I'd be like, you need to have, y'all need to have somebody in common that can have your back just in case there's some stuff you need to know that you're not going to find out. Are you talking
about just anybody that you start talking to?
Yeah. Like, I had said on, Kevin on Stage has this show called Unpopular Opinion. And I said one of my unpopular opinions was that arranged marriages should come back in the United States. Because like you need someone that can vouch for this person. So that, like, if y'all don't get together, it can be on something a little more minor. And rather than, oh, snap, you telling me I was completely, like, blinded. Like, had no idea. That stuff sucks. It's like, it's a waste of your time. Like, I don't need experiences for experience sake. I don't.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that I've met, like, just like a cold meeting, like just seeing them out and started talking, and we didn't have anybody in common that I would have liked to end up with.
You're saying anybody that's happened with, you were like,
nah. Yeah, now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, no, I couldn't, that wouldn't be a good thing.
And that's probably why dating is so hard for people out here, because it's just like, if you already know everybody that you know, kind of, like, it's hard to get your circle to expand. And so instead you end up doing a bunch of blind dates and trying to find chemistry with someone from ground zero. Yeah. And you're like, oh, the same thing.
Because you hear about you always talk about your homegirls and them going through the dating process and you glad you're not going through, especially what they're going through. What's crazy is the guys that I know that want to get serious are going through the exact same thing.
Right. But I also wonder, like, but what are they doing?
They are, like, honestly, like, going on dates, like, trying to...
But where are they finding these girls, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I don't know. Random places like your friends have had them, I guess. I don't know.
And that's
I ain't with them.
I know you're not. You're
watching these kids.
I know you're not with
them. I need to go help them. I'm a good wingman.
No, you need to... I got all these single friends.
Nah, they're crazy, though.
No, they're not.
Every single one of them.
And the thing is that you can deal with the crazy if you know what the crazy is before it comes hit you.
Or you could just not deal with it.
No, everybody got a little bit crazy, especially the age that these women are getting and still being single. Yeah, because
your friends is old.
They're not old, but everybody got a little crazy. Birds of a feather,
you old?
Says the white bearded man.
I didn't say I was young.
And I'm not saying you're young either. But like that's, you have these single male friends. You know, I don't have no single male friends, so I don't understand why, like, you're not.
I ain't got no single female friend. Yeah, I do.
Yes, you do. You got tons of them.
Do I?
My friends are your friends.
Oh, they don't count.
Yes, oh my gosh. Yes, they do. And so they're like, I'm trying to find somebody. And that's the first
thing. I don't know no single dudes out here that I would try to hook anybody up that I know.
Okay, so that's not, you weren't referring to dudes out here.
Nah.
Oh, you're
afraid. Actually, that's about wrapped up too. Everybody done got
then scooped up.
Yeah,
somebody. Yeah, I don't know. And I sometimes think that guys be lying though. You know, they say, you know, I'm trying to find the one. I'm trying to find the, but their actions don't honestly, in my opinion, sometimes match it.
I can name two right now. Well, both, one is now married with kids. The other one just got engaged. That were definitely like trying, and it took some time.
They should have talked to me. I could have found somebody for them.
Well, they already found people.
So no, but I mean, it wouldn't have taken them a while.
No, if
they
talked to me. Because here's the thing: is you and your friends are crazy.
It might,
and
y'all don't know it. It might. No, 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 no. Don't say I don't. I'm the one who just told you that I was crazy.
Oh yeah.
I'm fully aware.
They wouldn't be cool with any of that. I wouldn't do that to them.
Here's the difference. No, here is the difference. For me, especially when I'm trying to give my friends dating advice, it's hard to give dating advice from a perspective of you're dating someone that I don't know, right? Like, it's hard for me to clearly communicate the things that should and shouldn't be said to get the results that you want, because I don't know how that person responds. But if it's some, if it's two people I know, it's easier for me to be like, okay, if you're really trying to get him to do this, this is what you need to say, not this.
You shouldn't be into what's it called? Injecting yourself that far, interfering yourself, yeah, interfering or injecting. You know what's the term I'm looking
intercepting.
For? Not intercepting. You shouldn't be getting involved that far anyway. It should be an introduction. Hey, this is a nice woman. Hey, this is a nice man. Y'all should talk, and you need to back up and shut up.
Let me tell you why I don't agree.
No, you like being involved.
Okay. Far past what you need to be. Let me also tell you why I don't agree.
Tell
even
me.
If that's a true statement, it does not negate that once a female especially gets older, there are certain ways that they are set, like set in their ways, mm-hmm. that they think is an offense. Like if somebody doesn't fit into that, that's an offense to them. Where you, in some cases, it's like, no, no, sis, the way you coming at this is completely wrong. This person is actually the type of person that you like. It's because you're doing this that you're getting that response.
How many times does that work?
Because they're not dating people that I know.
All right.
Like they're not like. But, like, there are certain things, like, there's certain... So, I have friends that have certain wants for their significant other, right? And a lot of times, I tell them, yo, you gotta stop dating like you in your 20s. Like, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, that's always
you gotta knock some of them things off your list.
That's a constant update we keep giving them.
You can't date like you are in your 20s. It's not... You're not 20-year-old real estate. You're 30-something. You're almost 40-something-year-old real estate. Not to say that your real estate value is worse. It's different though. It's a different area. It's not, you know, it's not the gentrified area. It's a little different. Or maybe it is the gentrified area. Yeah. Right. So I'm constantly being like, okay, certain things you need to let go of. But then there's some stuff where they're just like, this is a hard sticking point for me. And I'm like, for me, it's just like, it's hard for me to be like, no, 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 give this dude a chance because there might be these other qualities that you're missing because they might not have it. And I don't know the guy to be able to say, I think you're cutting them off too short, because they could be right. And the dude could be just trash past the point that they're willing to go. So that's all I mean. I think
it's a little easier for dudes who are single that are honestly trying to find somebody that they want to be with. Is because there are a lot more women who are looking for a man.
Right. There are a lot more men looking for women. Yeah, I think I agree. And it's also more difficult, unfortunately, this sounds stupid, that the more established a woman is in her career, I feel like the harder it is for her to find someone compatible.
Yeah.
Because I do think there is something to growing together, that it's hard to replicate when you are established.
Yeah.
Because while you're still growing, it's just like you like I said, you're kind of setting your ways. You already know.
Step into this double dutch with me and
that's exactly right. You're now at a double dutch place where prior to that you had a single rope. You were jumping slow. Y'all were both jumping slow and it was just like, great, this works.
Yeah.
And then you got this double jet and you like, no, 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 sir.
And you got somebody else trying to jump in there with you. Like, your rhythm better be right, homie.
Right. That's such a good analogy. Like, that is a solid.
I need to start writing these down.
You do. These tankisms are great. I love them.
You know.
The first time getting it in with people, how awkward is that for you?
Yeah, let me see. I guess it would depend. Like, I'm trying to think of an extremely awkward. I've had a few. I ain't gonna talk about that time. It was just awful.
Oh God. Oh, when did you say awful? Jesus.
Yeah, it wasn't awful. Yeah, it wasn't awful. Yeah, it was not. It was one of those. It's like, yeah, I got quite a few I regret.
I regret all
before you.
You better. Have you ever been, like, embarrassed by yourself?
What do you mean embarrassed by myself?
Like, after you're just like, oh, if neither one of us ever remember this.
Yes.
Be... Yeah. You're like, yeah.
Let me think. Yeah. Maybe.
No, we'll stick with yeah. We'll stick with yeah.
How about you?
No. Not embarrassed by myself. Uh-uh.
Embarrassed by them? Sir, you should be embarrassed.
Yeah, actually. yes, actually. Truly. I'm going to be honest.
Me? No, I'm just playing.
No.
I'll forget you.
No, because you know what? It truly would, not to even front, it's hard for me to remember our first. Like, for real. Yeah. I can't really remember, like, when I was just like, F it. I ain't going to make it
the
to
the second night? Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It's when I was finally like, we ain't gonna make it. Let me just go. And then I was like, no, the Lord is not pleased. We've got to stop.
A year and a half in.
No. But. Okay.
He's ridiculous right now.
He's so sleepy, is the problem. He's just so tired. And he wants to pull on these mic cords, but that will completely mess up the recording. And I'm like, I don't care if you scream.
Yeah, but them occasions also is like way too drunk occasions.
What? Which no one should be participating in intercourse while dating and drunk. Because people can't, you can't give consent.
Oh, hell. Well, this is back before all that started. No, I was playing. No, it was like something like we had already made the decision. Like, yeah, we're going to do this. Uh-huh. Go to this party. Uh-huh. And got like lit. Well, wasn't even like an agreement. Like, yeah, we're gonna do this. It's like, she, I'll go holler at her later on. And you know, 2:30, it's whatever when you're that when you've been drinking. And
is it whatever?
At that point, yeah.
Yeah, no, these are like, I definitely. You don't want nurse. You sure?
Put him outside.
You so silly. Yeah, no, they're definitely, I have, while my body count is low, I've had a couple of, where I was just like, this was, and thank God I have it's a shame that I have like a, okay, maybe that was just a rough,
another go at it.
Oh my gosh, I should have it was the Lord sending me a sign of the sis, turn around, leave. But no, I'm a trooper. I'm like, nah, you know what,
transmission was too good in the car, because that would have been the time it went out.
That's like one thing that I truly am glad that I never have to do again is even when we had, because you know what? That's a prime example. We have had a time where I was just like, what was this?
Oh, yeah. When I remember that. Me too.
We had went, was it a year? A year, maybe a year and a half of celibacy after we had already.
Yeah, it was awful.
It was, we first started dating. I was like, I'm not doing it. I'm a good Christian girl. I'm not doing it.
Yes, it was.
And then.
In a sense, it was.
And then he wore me down. And we ended up getting it. We were like, well, guess we're doing it. Well, then I got convicted. And I was like, no, we need to stop. The Lord is not pleased with me. So we went a very long time. At least a year. I know, like, during our engagement, we were not.
Yeah, it was our engagement. Like, the period of our engagement.
We were not smashing, right? We were living with each other, but not smashing. Then the honeymoon.
Yeah, honeymoon was. That whole week, that was awful.
It was not good. Like, my body was like,
first anniversary trip.
That was different. We had already. Yeah. My body's figured it out.
Because after taking that long off, I don't know, it was weird.
It was weird.
That's why I don't recommend doing that, y'all. Mm-mm. Once you start, just keep going. I ain't say start, but once you start, don't stop.
Don't you stop. Don't you stop. My body was like, I don't even know what this is. What is happening? It was not like it.
Anybody else right now? No, I'm just playing. I'm joking.
And you
are. No, it was weird. It was very. It was weird.
And we were both nervous.
Yeah.
I remember wondering, I was like, his energy is off, but not realizing he was having the exact same energy I was having, which was, okay, so this is for real. We can now do this and feel no guilt about it.
We was faking it that whole time. Yeah, on that tropical island.
Yeah, it's like, all right. So I'm just glad that I don't like to even have that, like, oh, this is kind of the first time with my husband being weird. Yeah, oh, God, I don't want to, you know,
people. That was your idea, too.
Yes, for the Lord.
Dumbest thing you could have ever done.
And I know so many people who have this fantasy of, like, oh, the first time. But you know what? I have friends who are not trying to be celibate that do it for the first time with somebody, and they were like, oh, my God, it was so amazing. And I'm like, I just, that is not.
Yeah, first times, a lot of times it was, I mean, it was.
You were like, yeah, that was that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Mainly because I was on point. You really care what everybody else is doing.
You like, I had my juice and my vitamins, and I was ready to go. Yeah, for me, no. I don't know why. I don't.
Again, first times it was like, yeah, early 20s. So you ain't got no excuses, I feel like.
But it's also for me, like, again, I have to learn a person, and if I don't know your, like, you, me trying to set up with, in my head, what my expectation being, and it's different, not saying that it's not saying better or worse, but different, I'm just like, oh, this is not great. I don't, I'm so glad.
Yeah, the ones that I can remember, I was like, oh, that was awful. That was more of the other person, like, me seeing and experiencing some things that I wasn't ready for. It's like, no, this is.
I mean, you got chicks want to lick your eyeball, so no telling what the heck is going on.
Did not happen with me or her.
No telling what was happening when clothes were off. Give me your belly button.
You're kicked. Dead in the throat. Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know. It's just dating. I'm glad that I don't have to do the online dating thing. I'm glad that wasn't a thing. For us, I advise, if you can have your community of friends introduce you to somebody versus you, even though some people have not been. I have a friend who was introduced to somebody, went on a date here recently, but that person, the person who hooked them up, doesn't know my friend well enough to know, like, that wasn't going to work.
I was talking to somebody recently. I don't know if it was somebody at work or one of my friends. They was going on a double date with somebody that they were introduced to. So I was like, that's a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like, you go on a double date. Oh, this is so-and-so. You our friend. Why don't we go out together? That's like a more comfortable environment.
That's what my friend just went on. And she was like, I'm not interested.
Is that who it was? Who was I talking to?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the aftermath.
So it might have been.
Maybe it was, yeah.
And they were like, it's not. What was your favorite part of dating? Smashing somebody different?
The first time.
That is favorite part, that's the truth. That is what your favorite part was.
I just like being impressive. Nah, hush up, girl. Let me talk. the thrill, honestly.
You like the thrill of the first
the
day?
Thrill of the chase.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is like
the challenge, the thrill, you know what I'm saying?
To be chased is very nice.
I like chasing.
Do you? You better not be chasing a guy.
Well, you know, I don't too much chase. I just set traps. And then I let them go.
You're a fool.
How you doing? Oh, I wasn't looking at you. I was, I thought there was somebody behind you. I knew. No, that was like, you know, it was always fun just seeing somebody, you know, talking to them and being, I got one of my friends, he always talked about how bold I was because I never was nervous about like talking to somebody and meeting somebody. I didn't feel like anybody was out of my league. I'm just like, I'm going to go have a good time with this person. I don't even know her, but I'm going to get to know her.
Uh-huh. You don't think that's cocky?
No, because it wasn't me like, I'm going to go over and get her. I'm just like, we're just going to go have fun.
Just going to meet her, see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the being chased is definitely fun, but also a little nerve wracking for me because I am actually shy when it comes to that. I'm a little less shy now because now I'm married, so it don't matter. Like,
you shouldn't be shy about nothing because ain't nothing to get pursued.
I know. I'm saying.
No, what you just say?
That's what I said. But now, like, if a dude hollers at me now, like before, if a guy would holler at me, I would kind of like shut down just a little bit and get quiet. So now, if a dude is like, "Hey, how you doing, ma?" I'm like, "I'm good. How are you?
How are you?
How are you?" This one dude I remember when I was dropping the kids off at the drop-off daycare. He was like, "So are you by chance happily single?" And I was like, "Oh no, I'm very happily married." He was like, "Oh, okay. I was just asking."
Just made your damn day, didn't it?
Who does not like to be hollered at? Like, especially being at the time, I only had one child at the time, and I was like, "Still got it. No matter, I had a baby." Yes. Just recently this summer, with all of my thickness, I had already had the baby, this one that I'm holding in my arm. So I was hella thick. Some young man.
Oh, yeah.
Youngin was like,
"How?" Yeah, we was together. We wasn't standing beside each other.
He came on strong. I forgot what he said, but he was like, "So, you know, how you doing? What's your name?" Right? And I was like, "My name is Angel, but that's my husband over there." And he was like, oh, okay, okay. His boy was like, look at him like, "Oh, that was a fail." But I was like, this boy could have literally been 20 years younger than me. I was like, shoot, girl, you better.
I bet not dare come home happy because somebody tried to holler at me.
You do be. But no, you just don't tell me.
Yeah, because you act a fool.
Of course I'm going to.
Double standard is that?
Of course, like,
anybody try to holler at you? No,
Marcus used to tell me. People used to leave him notes on his car.
Yeah, it's happened. And you see how, like, I left the note. Like,
what'd you say?
You act like I had some control over the note getting left.
I don't get mad at you. I do not.
But your energy. Don't nobody want no angry woman in the house. That just ruins the whole energy of the house. I just
be like, "Where's she at?" But that's it. Why you get upset with that? You should be flattered.
No.
That I'd be willing.
Why?
To fight some broad over you.
No, but the whole energy in the house is different.
What? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
So you just.
I just don't tell you.
I can't believe it. So how
you
much
knew you, I didn't tell you?
I didn't know that you. Well, I should have known you had stopped, but I didn't know you purposefully has stopped. How many times you been hollered on? Have you been hollered at this year, 2020, at your job?
I haven't. I ain't gonna tell her if I had. Nah, girl, I haven't.
But 2019.
Yeah.
Did you just, you tell me when you go out with your guy friends?
That's people different because I'd be trying to get drinks.
But at work, if somebody,
I'm like actively trying to get hollered at then so somebody can buy me some drinks. That's different. Angel, know that's my game. I flirt real hard with a chick. A whole group of them.
He knows it's also my game too. I mean, it's not so much that I flirt with a dude. I'll let him hard.
I encourage it. Like, save his money and you get them dudes over to buy your drinks all night.
When I'm in Vegas, I don't want him to do this because women I feel like are more trifling. But when I'm in Vegas, my wedding ring is not on me because I'm like, I'm trying to get everything for free. Now, I ain't giving out no.
My ring comes off when I leave the house.
Let me punch you in your. But sure enough, and dudes be like, "Can I get you something to drink?"
Or you can leave your wedding ring on. Dudes don't be seeing that.
Sometimes they do though, but club promoters do.
Oh yeah.
And they want single available women.
Yeah.
To come, so I'm like, we're all single this weekend. We want to pay for nothing. I'm glad you admitted that
because I do it too.
What?
I don't be doing that. I ain't been to Vegas.
Because chicks, they come on strong now.
Chicks come on stronger with a ring. What you talking about? They want a stable man.
Yeah, but that's different. Then at least you see that she's really, really trifling. Where if you don't have on a ring, you just like, she didn't know no better. She just thought I was.
Either way, it don't matter.
It matters to me because when I roll up on a hoe, I want to be justified. Oh my God,
you ain't rolling up on nobody.
Why can't I? Because you don't tell me. You don't want me to roll up.
I don't.
Why not?
Because you're always ruining fun. I'm just trying to have some. quick, girl.
I swear.
Yeah, she's getting all physical.
But yeah, no, yeah. I do enjoy the chase. I love a good, like, you, and I don't even need for you to holler at me to try to get at me. Just the compliment of, hey, sis, you look nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I answer like that to try to kill the vibe so they don't come chasing after me. You're welcome. Because I could be like, oh, thank you so much. And then they're like, so where are you from, sis? Instead, I give them the hardest hood rat possible. I mean, it doesn't work when it's a dude with golds in their mouth. They're like, oh, she smoke. She's the one. See, I be thinking about you. You guys, so what's the worst part of dating for you? Those of you all who are either currently in the dating scene, or those of you all who have been in it and were just like, I'm so glad I get to tap out. I guess the
or worst. If you role play in your relationship and y'all play the dating scene, what part do you hate? We got some of y'all out there, family. I know y'all.
Yeah. I think probably the worst part is not having somebody come home to. I like coming home to you.
Do you?
I do. You know I smile when I see a car.
Punch you dead in your throat if I see a ring off your finger after you come in.
No, never. You know I don't even take this off. I do not take this off.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Yeah, that should let you know. My wife loved me. She ain't taking that ring off. Where's his ring at? It's not on his finger.
Because I'm at the house.
Mm-hmm. You trying to have some podcast. I got all the hoes in here. Yeah. I hate him. All right, let's move to the segment that we love to call Comment of the Week. You guys, we are just so grateful that you all interact with us, that you all talk to us, that you all love us, because we love you too. We're glad that we've been able to keep, this podcast going. Y'all, can y'all even like believe that we have not missed a Wednesday yet? Like, can you believe that, Marcus?
No, I can't. Yeah, can't.
He's over here talking to the baby, just in case you're wondering why he's talking like that. He's looking at this cute little boy. We've been trying to do better. Y'all hear the baby talking to his daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. So the comment of the week goes to Kia W. She says, I agree. I have an issue with making friends with married couples. I guess everyone is in the house like us. I am okay. I'm an okay friend. I'm a homebody. I suck at calling or texting people. No, girl, you are a terrible friend is what you're saying.
We got a friend like that. You sure that's who it is?
I don't know why, but I'm a good friend at giving gifts and hang out every now and again type of friend. That's me. So she's a gift giver, but not a caller or a texter.
Yeah, we got a friend like it.
We do.
Well, they don't return my phone calls.
Okay. Yeah. No, they're a different friend to me than they are to him. But Kia, thank you.
They can't call me for nothing.
Kia, thank you so appreciate much for it, your comments. Thank you to all of those. Kia was responding to our last podcast where we talk about the fact that we need some more couple friends. And what's so funny is that our good friends that we were talking about in Kentucky, the wife who's my good friend texted me and was like, no new friends. She's like, we're on our way out here. I'm holding you to it, Tora, because we need to go see Janet Jackson and Bruno Mars in concert. Oh my God. Don't be mad.
I ain't mad.
It was going to be a good time, too.
Just disappointed.
Shut up. All right, you guys.
All right, family.
We're going to sign off. Just want to remind you all that this is a weekly podcast. So come back next Wednesday for a new episode.
Absolutely.
Also, make sure you are rating, reviewing us, and commenting wherever you're either listening or watching this podcast. Again, it can be watched on Facebook at Is This Going to Cause an Argument? It can be watched on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. And we also have an Instagram, and it is at Is This Going to Cause an Argument? And you can follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. You can follow my husband, who shouldn't be getting hollered at by nobody, on
unless he has on clothes.
At Marcus Ain on the Gram on Instagram, and at Marcus Ain on the Book on Facebook.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you guys next week. Happy Black History Month,
Happy Black History
beautiful
Month,
people. Y'all be blessed.